Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information just for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, and mind-altering plants beckon, promise repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions who are interested in their dreams. So get comfortable, settle down, close your eyes, and we're going to be going to California, to the fields of Gome with California Poppy tonight. But first, let's see what's in the news. A mist of bergamot, and that is the actual citrus bergamot, not the plant bergamot, before bedtime relaxes both mind and body and promotes sound, long-lasting sleep, improving mood and wakefulness the next morning. And you know, I'm going to guess from what I know about citrus that it doesn't have to be that particular one, that any citrus will do it. I just made a citrus vinegar, and I am really getting off on sniffing it and smelling it. Maybe I'll try smelling it before I go to sleep and report back to you next month. A better food preservative? Well, the good thing about food preservatives is they preserve food. But the bad thing about food preservatives, this article only gives you one bad thing, but there's a host of bad things. The bad thing they know about is about calcium propionate, which is used to kill bacteria and yeast in breads, but it's linked to an elevated risk of diabetes and obesity. In fact, every single food preservative is there to get rid of the very organisms that make your gut healthy. Yeah, mold, yeast, bacteria, fungi, that's your gut biome, and food preservatives really knock them into the next ballpark. But chemists David Brown and Natasha Jean came up with a way to change this. They process the part of the mushrooms that the farmers don't sell. The upcycled mushroom stems, and they found a way to get fiber from it. And when it's added to foods, it increases their shelf life without altering their flavor. In fact, they say we took organic cream cheese and extended its shelf life from 6 weeks to 10. Whoa! Plus, you get the extra fiber in your diet. Well, thank you, David Brown and Natasha Jean, for that great idea. You know I love nettle. Well, here's some more reasons to love nettle. The abundant stinging nettle, Urtica dioica, which grows in the Himalaya area, is used as both a fodder and a medicine. When India's National Institute of Technology compared the nettle to several medicinal herbs, it turned out that nettle was the most powerful ACE2 or ACE2 receptor inhibitor. Whoa! These receptors are located in some very interesting places in the body. And when we inhibit that receptor, we inhibit inflammation. These receptors are in the lungs. Yeah, they're in the kidneys. Whoa! And they're also in the blood vessels, which means that, as we've been saying all along, stinging nettle is fantastic for your kidneys. It turns out it's also really good for your lungs, and it will even lower your blood pressure. Plus, the researchers found 23 different compounds in nettles that affected viral protein receptors, including cetosterol, luteoxanthin, violaxanthin, rutin. Not only are they antiviral, they are also anti-cancer. Quercetin, luteolin, and camphorol compounds, also found in nettles, are very active against coronaviruses. And you know that I am not in favor of essential oils, and here's just one reason. The Federal Trade Commission just fined three multi-level marketing companies $15,000 each for the false claims that they have been making about essential oils, especially about oil, lemon oil, geranium oil, tangerine oil, and cilantro oil. Young Living especially was cited for having false advertising, and last year the FDA warned several essential oil companies that their claims are false and they have to stop. I'll be right back to talk about California Poppy.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the plant says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the plant says,
California poppy has a tongue-twisting botanical name, Eschscholzia californica. So I'm just going to call it California poppy. It is in the poppy family, you bet. But it's much smaller than most of the poppies we are used to. Actually, it's more like the size of the opium poppy and less like the size of the big cultivated poppies that we are so used to. And like opium poppy, California poppy does contain alkaloids, which are pretty serious plant chemicals that are anodyne. In other words, they stop the body's ability to experience pain. Poppies, alkaloids, anodyne alkaloids, have, needless to say, throughout all of history, caused problems. Because from the regular poppy, we get opium. And opium is a great pain reliever, but it's addictive. And so to try to keep people from being addicted to opium, we made something to cure their opium addiction, which was heroin. Turned out that heroin was also addictive. And so we made yet another drug to cure the heroin addiction, which was methadone, but methadone is also addictive. I don't need to tell you that opioids, which are plants made from opium poppy, are highly addictive. California poppy is not. California poppy is the member of this family that does it without grabbing hold of you and destroying your life. We all know how devastating it is for people who are addicted to opioids. What we don't really get, usually, if we haven't been in that situation, is how easy it is to become addicted to opioids, especially if you have some treatment that causes extreme pain, and the doctors tell you or put you on opioids. For instance, I was put on an IV of opioids for 2 weeks while I was in the hospital. I was then told that I was addicted and I would have to go home and take them. I didn't. I stopped it right then, but not everyone has the herbal backup that I did. California poppy is one of the ways to do this. And in fact, California poppy is one of the herbs that is frequently used to help people overcome addictions to opioids, to methadone, to heroin, to the other members of the poppy family. California poppy grows in, you're right, California, and somewhat up the West Coast and down it as well. The native people recognized and used this plant. The Tongva people especially honored California poppy. They used the root. And one of the reasons that California poppy gets by, where it gets by, is because it has a very deep taproot. You wouldn't know it from looking at it. It's a plant that looks very delicate. It has these ferny gray-green leaves and these orange flowers, and it's very light, and the slightest breeze makes it move, but the taproot goes down, 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 and that's the part that they dug up and used. They mashed up the root to cure toothaches. They used the root juice to cure headaches and sore throats. They used root scrapings on the umbilical cord of newborn babies to stop bleeding and heal the navel. And they used a bitter brew of the root to induce sleep, especially in people who were in pain or grieving. They gathered the leaves before Mekacha flowered. They cooked those leaves and ate them. They sometimes ate the flowers, but they thoroughly, thoroughly washed them. I don't remember whether I have ever eaten the flowers. I've taken the tincture of the flower, but I found one or two sources that actually believed that the flowers were somehow poisonous. Quite interesting. The pollen from the flowers is used in facial cosmetics, and a decoction of the flowers kills lice on your head. Maybe they are poisonous after all. Both the leaves and flowers boiled together make the strongest sedative. And if you use the whole plant and make a really strong brew, it could make you hallucinate. The Tongva were very careful and very precise when making mekacha medicine. Yes, indeed. Kate Briggs, a certified herbalist, what does that mean? Nothing at all, except that perhaps she paid to get that. But I have certainly read things by certified herbalists which are totally off the mark, so don't, like, put any store by it at all. But I know that what Kate has written is quite good, so let's have a look at what she has to say about California poppy. She also talks about the American nations, and she says it was favored wherever it grew as a sedative for children. The entire plant was crushed into a compress as a topical vulnerary, that's a wound healer, and the root was used if there was great pain. In fact, the way that we use California poppy today is pretty much what we learned from the Native Americans. Unlike other poppies, California poppy is non-addictive, very safe, and gentle enough for children. I always think of California poppy first, she says, and foremost, as an excellent nervine to cool down an otherwise hot and wired system. This cooling helps to counter hyper-agitated, nervous states. Well, herbalists traditionally use California poppy to calm anxiety, but I think of it more when there's, like, tension, not just anxiety, when there's mental and physical tension, because it has the remarkable ability to make you forget or lose interest in whatever it is you're stressing out about. Oh, thank you for that, Kate. That's a wonderful indication. California poppy is conveniently used for insomnia related to nervous system problems. If you can't go to sleep because you have repetitive thoughts, or you just California poppy is your ally. Specifically, California poppy brings sleep when there is pain, when there is nerve pain, when there is sciatica pain, when there is shingles pain, toothache pain, children's teething pain, menstrual pain, intestinal pain. When there is this kind of pain that keeps you awake, California poppy is the sleeping herb to think of. And California poppy, Kate goes on, is connected to the heart, the nervous heart in particular, because it is a complex array of alkaloids that actually lower blood pressure, gently relaxing the blood vessels and breathing a sense of serenity into the heart. California poppy harmonizes restlessness that settles around the heart and gives rise to palpitations or hypertension, especially during menopause. The tincture of the whole fresh plant in flower is used both internally and topically. The dried whole plant is used as a tea with 2 to 3 teaspoons per cup of water for 10 to 15 minutes. And do note, it tastes bitter. Those alkaloids almost always taste bitter. Herb Farm is selling certified organic California poppy liquid extract for calming nervous system support at $15 per fluid ounce. California poppy is one of the easiest flowers to grow. It does need some soil to put that taproot down into, but I have successfully grown it in pots. I find the seed very easy to germinate, and it gives me lots and lots of poppy have certainly enough. Oh, gee, I spent a couple of dollars on a package of seeds, and I made maybe 4 or 5 ounces of tincture. So that was an investment that really paid off, and that's what I would urge you to do. It's still bright summertime. Plant some California poppy. It's not too late. The National Institutes of Health says the California poppy, Escholzia californica, contains a variety of natural compounds, including several alkaloids found exclusively in this plant. Because of its sedative, anxiolytic, and analgesic effects, it is currently sold in pharmacies in many countries. Thank you, National Institutes of Health. The European Medicines Agency tells us that California poppy preparations are the dried above-ground part of the plant. They're missing the boat there, aren't they? Remember, the native people primarily used the root. Modern-day herbalists do tend to use the above-ground part of the plant, but we tincture it. We don't powder it. Oh, well. The European Medicines Agency says you take it by mouth. That sounds good. We have concluded that on the basis of its long-standing use, California poppy can be used for the relief of mental stress and aiding sleep. There is evidence that California poppy has been used safely this way for at least 30 years, and the intended dose does not then require any medical supervision. There are very few available clinical studies. Did find one in patients suffering from sleep disorders, which suggested that California poppy had a positive effect on their ability to sleep. Thank you, European Medicines Agency. Okay, the PDR for herbs from the United States, the medicinal parts of Escholzia californica are the aerial parts collected during the flowering season and dried. Oops, they missed it too, didn't they? Not using the root and not using the fresh plant for the tincture. Do you wonder why doctors know so little about herbs? Because this is the kind of information that's available to them from the European Medicines Agency and the PDR from herbs. These things are written by people who don't really understand herbs at all. They're interesting, however. The main alkaloid is californidin. It also contains escholzine, protopine, alpha-allocryptopine, beta-allocryptopine, and cyanogenic glycosides in the freshly harvested plant. Aha! They do know there is something different about the freshly harvested plant, but nonetheless, they're not going to use it. A hot water extract made mice go to sleep. Preparations of California poppy have been used for insomnia, aches, nervous agitation, bedwetting in children, diseases of the bladder and liver, agitative and masked depression, melancholia, neuropathy, neurosis, mood swings, weather sensitivity, vasomotor dysfunction, endocrine dysfunction, constitutional weakness, especially of the nervous system, and vasomotor cephalgia. More about California poppy.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SUSUNWEED.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the Pat says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The Spirit of the Pat says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Okay, so the physician's desk reference, the PDR, after going through, that's quite the list of things that California poppy can be used for. Yee-haw. And then it ends by saying it's used as a sedative. Thank you, we got it. Precautions. Health risks or side effects following the administration of designated therapeutic dosages have not been recorded. Older scientific literature says the effect of California poppy brings about the condition of sleep. Medical and clinical documentation of the use of California poppy is unavailable. The tea is taken as a drink. The average single dose for the liquid extract is 1 to 2 milliliters. And again, I find it very interesting that they do know about the tincture and even going to give you a dose of it, but they're not really going to deal with it. It is the form that is most used nowadays. So let's just look a little bit more at what's actually going on here. California poppy contains a complex mixture of synergistic isoquinoline alkaloids, including aporphenes, like apomorphine, accompanied by numerous isoquinoline derivatives, pavines, sanguinarine, chelerithrine. This beautiful herb is used as an antispasmodic, relaxant, nervine, analgesic sedative. It is particularly helpful for those who can't sleep because of anxiety. And it is most often used in the form of a whole plant hydroethanolic extract. That is a really fancy way to say a tincture which is half alcohol and half water, which is what you get if you use 100 proof vodka, my favorite menstruum for making tinctures. Some of the alkaloids in the tincture of California poppy have been shown to affect serotonin receptors, and others affect GABA receptors. you probably already know that if it's going to affect serotonin receptors, you're going to feel better. And if it affects GABA receptors, you are going to feel less pain. These are direct physical consequences of ingesting California poppy. Contrary to rumor, however, California poppy does not contain any morphine-type alkaloids like morphine or codeine. Those are only found in the opium poppy, Papaver somniferum. And notice the name, somniferum, means makes you sleep. Yes, opium poppy certainly does make you sleep, but California poppy is the one that makes you sleep, and it's safe. California poppy is widely considered to be a gentle but highly effective herb, safe for the use with children and elders. One ethnobotanical survey from the 1980s found that one indigenous tradition in one part of California considers it to be contraindicated during pregnancy and lactation. Contemporary acute toxicology studies found even large doses of the hydroethanolic extract, that's tincture and 100 proof vodka basically, be harmless. In other words, no LD50 could be established even at extremely high doses of the drug, which is what they call the herb. LD50 is lethal dose 50% in order to actually sell something as a drug through most of the world. You have to establish an LD50. In other words, you have to give your drug to a group of animals until half of them have died so that you have to know how much of the drug will cause those animals to die. And they simply couldn't find a level at which that happened with California poppy. Here we have list of native uses of California poppy. The Californian Indians used it as a toothache remedy, and they laid the flowers underneath the bed to put their children to sleep. The plant should be avoided by pregnant or lactating women as the smell of it is poisonous. The root juice is used for headaches and as a wash for suppurating sores. It can also be taken as an emetic or for stomach aches. The root juice was used as a wash by women to dry up their milk. The root was used for the stupefying effect. Put it in the cavity of the tooth to eliminate toothache. Take it for consumption. Mash the seed pods. Rub it on the nursing mother's breast. It will dry up her milk. Flowers are chewed like candy. The leaves are used as cooked greens. And that's by the Lucerno people, the Mendocino people, the Nisham people, the Pomo people, the Cachea people, and the Costanoan people. Seems like it was a well-beloved green. The Costanoans made a decoction of the flowers and rubbed it into their hair to kill lice. The Kawaisu used it to treat gonorrhea and syphilis. We don't know with what success. And the pollen was used by women to make their faces pretty, kind of like a powder. Yeah. California poppy appears in several Chumash legends. It is said that when animals were people, that lizard was talking to coyote and talking to coyote about the California poppies. And he said, "Oh, you'll recognize them, coyote, for when you see them, it looks as if the sun has spread itself out across the ground." California poppy, golden poppy, cup of gold, California sunlight, the symbol of the gold rush, the symbol of success, of good tidings, of golden love. And what else? I'd like to tell you.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
I've had some apprentices who've come from the West Coast as part of their work at Evergreen College doing externship here with me. And that has always been quite a delight. Several of them have actually written award-winning things as their final wrap-up for their work with Evergreen College. When I was looking around to see what was available about California Poppy, I happened upon a monograph that someone at Evergreen College had done about California Poppy, and that it somehow gotten posted up on the web. It is not very good at all, but I really liked it because it was quite thorough. Unfortunately, most of the thoroughness was in the form that this person was given, but that they didn't fill it out very much. So, personal observation. My mom used to grow poppy in her garden. As you see, they didn't quite get the point of what this was, but one of the best lists of the actions of California poppy. So, let's see what those are. It is antimicrobial. Well, yeah, that makes sense. It's used a lot to heal wounds. It's unnerving. Uh-huh. We're really seeing that. And a sedative, analgesic and anodyne. Now, how is analgesic different than anodyne? What I was told was that analgesic is the outside and anodyne is for the inside. So they're a cooperative pair. Some people don't make that fine a distinction and just use one or the other word to describe all pain-killing abilities. But as we can see, California poppy does kill pain. It's also an antispasmodic. And it is a diaphoretic and a diuretic. Diaphoretic. Diaphoresis is sweating. So a diaphoretic makes you sweat. Usually an herb that makes you sweat is taken as a hot tea, and partly it's the hot tea that's making you sweat. Diuretic means it makes you pee. And I thought it was quite interesting that it's listed here as a galactofuge. A fuge means to make something happen. A fuge, right? Flowing. And yet we see over and over that the native people actually used it as a poultice to dry up breast milk, not to make it flow. It is odontologic. Again, very fancy word for soothes a toothache, a mild narcotic, hypnotic, and sedative. It means it makes you go to sleep. The seeds have been used in cooking, thank you. And the indications, colic pain, gallbladder pain, toothache pain, sores, ulcers, thin, dull hair, nervous tension, anxiety, insomnia, bedwetting, and lactating. Harvested in the peak of summer. The Spanish boiled the leaves with olive oil and added perfume and used it as a hair dressing. It is most powerfully effective to the nervous system, the skin, and the hair as a tea, a tincture, or a poultice. And contrary to what the native people say about it being hallucinogenic, this author believes that it has very subtle euphoric properties. When we get onto personal experience, they say little. Procurement. I could not get access to this plant at all. I did nothing with it. I did make tea with some other plants that affect the nervous system. It's a good try. We give you a good score for effort, but not exactly what we were hoping for. How about California poppy healing energy? Springtime bliss in California. The golden poppies are swaying in the breeze, sprawling far and wide across the meadows, the beaches, the hills, and the gardens. The pointed caps drop off the unfurling tops, displaying a glorious gold to behold. Enchantment, enchantment. Seeking spiritual truth from euphoric sources is enticing. But we can get lost in the realm of cosmic bedazzlement, get tied to superficiality, and escape. No, California poppy brings us back into physical reality, while keeping us open to deep spirituality, to that power that exists within us, the sacredness within all life. No longer searching for an outer utopia, we become connected to our own sacredness through California poppy. As I sit in my garden and notice the many varieties of native poppies that volunteer here, it's the bright orange ally that's running the most rampant. The stunning state flower knows infamous tales of gold rush madness and Hollywood illusion. It captivates me, and it leaves me satiated with its centered radiance, says Dina Salisi at Healing Arts. Thank you for California poppy healing energy. So few words, but it's her direct experience. It's not a long form that we're valiantly trying to fill in. And that's, to me, exactly how we want to learn about plants, is to learn even from one little direct experience, because every direct experience is important. And Nicoletta Taylor says, come and meet my merry golden poppy fairy. You will fall in love with her joyous beauty. You will. Every spring, she's really, really good at bringing a smile to your face. California poppy, the story the Golden State. It is the field of gold. Oh, the flowers of California poppy close at night. And so the Spanish called it dormir, which means to fall asleep. California poppy has unfortunately become a widespread weed in Chile and Australia, and animals don't like to eat it, so it's rendered large tracts of once productive grazing land useless. Useless for what? Not for the wild things. I'll be back to finish up with California poppy and a few words about sleeplessness and diabetes.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Take a closer look at a California poppy. The two sepals fuse into a dunce cap over the flower bud, and when the flower opens, it pops that dunce cap right off. Then there's a rim around the receptacle at the base of the flower, which is a flat shelf on which the seed capsule stands, and it's really quite obvious. You may not think about poppy when you're thinking about perfume, but there is actually a perfume called California poppy, and the black and white advertisement for it shows a man and a woman, a romantic embrace, and the words, as wayward as a coquette, as constant as a vow, as exciting as a first kiss, as thrilling as a first meeting, as gay as the song of a lark, California poppy perfume. It's planetary. Correspondence is with Mercury. And California poppy encourages prophetic dreams and enhances intuition. If you put a drop of the infused oil on your third eye, it will promote clear vision and help you douse. Keep a vase of fresh California poppies in your bedroom to enhance relaxation and sleep. Oh, yes, what a lovely idea. California poppies self-seed from their long, slender pods when they're ripe. That pod pops open and the seeds fly up to 6 feet away in each pretty small pod can have up to 100 seeds. No wonder this has become a little bit of a problem in places where it's not natural. This year, we're looking at sleep. We're looking at herbs for sleep, and we're looking at conditions that are related to lack of sleep. And it turns out that they're not just related to lack of sleep, they're actually related to too much sleep as well. Well, we know that after we adjust for traditional risk factors, those with insomnia are 28% more likely to develop diabetes, type 2 diabetes, than those without insomnia. Whoa! And that holds true even if you adjust for baseline A1C levels. Whoa! In fact, insomnia imparts an increased risk of type 2 diabetes that is comparable to that conferred by overweight, non-white race, and cardiovascular problems. Oh my goodness. Science, May 2024, chronic insomnia, high-trait anxiety as a comorbidity risk and risk for type 2 diabetes. The American Journal of Medicine, April 2024. Sleep characteristics associated with risk of diabetes among postmenopausal women. Participants sleeping fewer than 5 hours a night had a 21% increased risk of diabetes compared to those who slept for 7 hours. Those who slept for more than 9 hours had a 6% increased risk of diabetes compared to those sleeping for 7 hours. Those whose sleep duration decreased over the time of the study, and the study went on for about 18 years, had a 9% higher risk of diabetes than participants whose sleep duration remained unchanged. Participants who reported increased sleep duration during the study had a risk of diabetes that was the same as those who had no change. Participants at high risk of sleep-disordered breathing had a 31% higher risk of diabetes than those who didn't, and this is irregardless of how much they slept. No association, however, was found between self-reported insomnia scores and diabetes risk. So, I guess it may not be that we know exactly how much insomnia we are really dealing with. The California poppy has a taproot that allows them to survive in a drought-prone region. It extends deep, deep into the soil, acting as an anchor, providing stability and serving as a storage organ to store essential nutrients and water during the long periods of scarcity. The feathery blue-green leaves are finely divided, and this reduces water loss. The cup-shaped blossoms open during the day and close at night, again, to reduce water loss. Bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, all manner of pollinators love the California poppy. Its ability to withstand a harsh environment is not only due to its physical adaptations, but also to its chemical composition. Those alkaloids we've been talking about, the californidine and the eschatosine, they're natural defense mechanisms against herbivores. How many times have I said that it's bitter? Well, guess what? It's bitter for other animals, not just us. So the herbivores don't like to eat the California poppy, and the pathogens don't like to eat it too, so it's pretty safe. These chemical compounds keep away grazing animals and protect the plant from any kind of microbial infection. California poppy is resilient and adaptable. It has inspired artists, poets, and writers. Its mesmerizing colors certainly got Georgia O'Keeffe. She captured its delicate petals and vibrant hues, conveying its sense of tranquility and harmony. John Steinbeck and Jack London incorporated California poppy into their works, using its vibrant presence to evoke a sense of place and to convey the unique spirit of California. And, of course, California poppy features prominently in the traditional medicine of the people who live here, both for its soothing properties and because it is a sacred plant and it was used as a natural dye. Nowadays, we celebrate California Poppy Day on April 6th. The laid-back, sunny lifestyle that California is known for could not be better represented by any more than California poppy. So, lay back and enjoy a sunny lifestyle. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you. Thank you for opening your mind, your ears, and your heart to me and to the wise woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.